Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Earlier this morning, General Motors, that is the world's largest automaker, announced a tentative agreement with its union employees to cut health care costs. Rank-and-file workers have not yet voted on the deal, but if it is approved, the beleaguered car company would immediately begin saving $3 billion a year in employee health care spending. Joining us is John Dimsdale in Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, tell us about this deal. It's a pretty big deal for GM, and apparently GM really needed it.
It is, yeah. There are lots of parts to this agreement, including the release of more bad earnings news, almost as if to point out the need for trimming spending. GM posted a $1.6 billion loss in the third quarter for this year. That's on top of $2.5 billion in losses for the first half of the year. GM has been hit by high gas prices, cutting into sales of their trucks and their SUVs, and also by hefty increases in healthcare costs. Union leaders have agreed to a 25% cut in healthcare coverage for its workers. Now, that seems pretty drastic, but in today's announcement, GM's CEO, Rick Wagoner, tried to reassure workers that the pain will be bearable.
I should stress, though, that even with the proposed modification, our plans will continue to provide high-quality healthcare for GM's more than 750,000 hourly employees and retirees, surviving spouses, and their families.
Now, healthcare isn't the only place that GM will be cutting back. It's going to trim yet another 25,000 jobs, close more factories, and here's an interesting move. GM will try to find a buyer for a big chunk of its financing unit, GMAC.
Isn't that one of the few remaining profitable divisions of the company, John?
Absolutely. And it would be a pretty drastic move. But by giving up a controlling stake in GMAC, the car company would get the cash to shore up its debt rating. You know, Wall Street rates GM's debt as junk status. And when the financial community has so little faith in the company's future, they have to pay higher interest rates to borrow. If they can sell this GMAC, they can bring their credit rating up to investment grade, and then the company gets access to lower cost funding for new projects.
How about relations with labor? The United Auto Workers, the leaders of the union, signed on to this deal. That must say something good for the company, I would think.
Yeah. Remember, it is a preliminary deal. They're still working on the final language for a written agreement. But each side is spinning this as a hopeful sign of some more collaboration in the future. If so, the real test will be whether it can be extended to an agreement on pensions. There's a move by American car companies away from defined benefit plans, where retirees are guaranteed payments from the company, to defined contribution plans, where the company contributes to a tax-deferred retirement account. Coming up later on Marketplace, we look at how budget cutters in Congress are taking aim at programs that used to be off limits, such as Medicaid and Medicare.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.